Welcome aboard New Brunswick's Magic Carpet. This evening, my guests and I are going to take you on a flight, although we didn't accomplish quite like the Magic Carpet will tonight. But we're going to take you to Buck Hill Falls for some skiing. My guests are Mr. and Mrs. Walter McDonald. They live here in Hamilton Street, 101 Hamilton Street, New Brunswick, and I'm going to call you Irene. Good evening and welcome.
Hi. Thank you. Delighted to be here.
As you sit there across the table from me, all bundled up in a fur coat, tonight's the night for it. And it just seems to be the sort of weather we want to talk about skiing. Walter, do you want to start us off? I think it was last Friday night, we all got together on the telephone and said, let's go skiing. We hear the snow was beautiful at Buck Hill Falls.
Yeah, we started out, but as we left New Brunswick, the temperature was up around 50, and it certainly seemed as though just going a short distance to Buck Hill Falls and the Poconos, that there wouldn't be any snow. Nevertheless, they had promised us 14 inches of snow and fair skiing. But as we drove down Saturday morning towards the Poconos, it seemed to be getting warmer rather than colder, and there seemed to be very slight signs of snow on any of the mountaintops that we passed going through the Delaware Water Gap.
We thought we were going for a nice ride at that point. It was a little discouraging. Was it in Stroudsburg where they had the sign?
Yeah, it's right at the Penn Stroud Hotel in Stroudsburg. They had a sign designating that the skiing and all the
Pocono Manor Inn and Buck Hill Falls.
Buck Hill Falls and Sky Top and so on, that the skiing was good. And even being as close as that to the point of our destination, it certainly didn't seem feasible that there would be any skiing. However, we rode for about another half an hour, and when we arrived up at Buck Hill Falls Inn, we found that the story was true, that actually there was 14 inches of snow there, covering the entire golf course where the skiing took place. The skiing was not too good as far as the snow was concerned. It had a hard crust on it and had very little soft snow, which made it a little difficult.
I'd say there was only about 1 inch of powder.
About 1 inch of powder, yeah.
And that's not enough to fall in. It was, that's what they call fast.
A little too fast for me.
A little too fast,
I know, I covered a lot of ground that morning. It was that fast. Yes, it's quite surprising. And I think that perhaps not many people have attempted the trip. And I know there are a great many skiing enthusiasts here in New Brunswick. Not many people have attempted the trip because even though the newspapers said that the skiing was good, no one would believe it. And what was that first resort we were going to look for? Do you remember, Irene, the name of that first
Split
resort?
Rock.
Split Rock.
Split Rock, which was originally called, Boulder?
Big Boulder.
Big Boulder.
Big Boulder. It changed to Split Rock.
We had a lot of amusement out of the change in the name. And Mr. Riley over at the Savings Bank here in New Brunswick Savings Institution told me that he was Friday afternoon. That's what put the idea into my head. I went in the bank Friday afternoon, and Mr. Riley said, oh, Mrs. Bogan, have you been doing any skiing lately? And I said, well, we'd had a 10-day skiing trip. We went up to Lake Placid and then up to Montreal and then to Saint-Adèle in the province of Quebec. And we had 1 day of skiing in our 10-day skiing trip. That was a trip we forgot to take our bathing suit on.
Chasing the snow.
Well, Irene, I guess you had the best outfit on of any of us.
Borrowed in its entirety.
Well, it was a very handsome ski outfit, but getting ready to go, I think, was really part of the fun,
well,
too.
Well, actually, it belonged to somebody else who's a very good skier, and I was astounded when I saw on the sleeve indicating that I belonged to some championship club when actually I was just awful on skis. I think I covered most of the time falling down.
Well, you look so stunning in the outfit that I'm sure those who just saw you standing on your skis thought surely you were a member of that club.
But I have black and blue places as big as a dinner plate on me today.
Well, we're going to discourage our skiing friends.
Well, anyone. That's not discouraging anybody at all. I think it's grand to get out in the open air, even if you aren't good at it. It doesn't seem to be too hard to learn. At least I could stand up in the afternoon, and I couldn't in the morning. So I made some progress anyway.
Well, I think we all made progress, and I think we're all an enthusiastic company anyway, and enjoy the out-of-doors. I know you enjoy everything in the way of sports, and I'm not surprised you took to skiing so beautifully.